From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Wind and waves are picking up as Hurricane Irene begins moving ashore along North Carolina's Outer Banks. Forecasters say the barrier islands are being pounded by 80-mile-an-hour winds right now. Irene has weakened, though, into a slow-moving Category 1 storm, but forecasters say it's no less dangerous. The center of the storm has not made landfall yet, but Jack Bevin at the National Hurricane Center in Miami says it will soon.
The center is approaching the coast of North Carolina. It is expected to make landfall in eastern North Carolina in the next few hours. The center is currently about 35 miles south of Cape Lookout and about 95 miles southwest of Cape Hatteras.
Mark Van Sciver is a spokesman with the North Carolina Joint Information Center.
Well, we're starting to see some flooding in the lower areas towards Cape Lookout, towards the Outer Banks. We had reports and confirmed a tornado in Tyrell County. We have approximately 81 shelters open and a little over 7,200 people in them right now.
In Wilmington, North Carolina, despite warnings about worsening weather conditions on as Irene bears down the coast, some people still made it downtown for a night out with friends last night. Laura Huntsberger with member station WHQR reports that a handful of restaurants and bars stayed open until last call.
Sean Cummins was one of about 20 gathered in the entryway of a small, upscale bar as rain poured in the street. Instead of staying at home, he drove 2.5 hours from central North Carolina to get out and see the storm firsthand.
Most North Carolina residents have seen their fair share of hurricanes. They've taken the proper precautions and they've realized that things aren't so bad tonight.
At the bar next door, staff say crowds were hit or miss, but they stayed open to offer a safe place for people to meet. Both bars had plans to keep the party going, even if they lost power. For NPR News, I'm Laura Huntsberger in Wilmington, North Carolina.
Insurance industry officials expect Hurricane Irene to cause billions in damages. And as NPR's David Schaber reports, the damages could help push insurance rates up across the country.
There's already been more than $17 billion in insured losses from natural disasters so far this year. And Bob Hartwig, president of the Insurance Information Institute, says Irene will likely add billions more. He says it may not be as strong as Katrina in 2005 or other past hurricanes, but he points out Irene is hitting a much wider and more densely populated area.
Fact is the population is so dense and that people here are simply not used to preparing for these hurricanes that we could wind up with a large number of relatively small claims. And when you put those all together, we're talking about multi-billion dollar event.
Insurance companies have the resources to pay the claims, but Hartwig says rates had already been going up and will continue to rise after Irene. David Schaper, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News. In Libya, even though Muammar Gaddafi's whereabouts are still unknown, people in Tripoli took to the streets to celebrate his ouster today. The rebels claim Tripoli is clear of Gaddafi forces after overnight fighting near the city's airport. President Obama is calling on Americans to reclaim the spirit of unity that followed the September 11th attacks.
On this 10th anniversary, we still face great challenges as a nation. We're emerging from the worst economic crisis in our lifetimes. We're taking the fight to Al-Qaeda and ending the war in Iraq and starting to bring our troops home from Afghanistan. And we're working to rebuild the foundation of our national strength here at home.
Speaking in his weekly address, Mr. Obama urged Americans to mark next month's anniversary by taking part in a National Day of Service. In the GOP address, Nevada Senator Dean Heller blamed Obama administration policies for impeding economic growth. A wildfire near California's Yosemite National Park has burned 3,000 acres. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio reports the blaze has forced authorities to close one of the main roads leading to the park.
The flames spread quickly after a motorhome caught fire on Thursday. Rangers say despite the blaze and road closing, the park remains open. Yosemite spokesman Scott Gedeman says air quality hasn't been affected.
For the most part, Yosemite Valley is smoke-free. The sky is blue. There's very little particulate in the air right now.
No homes are threatened, but the fire is approaching a historic fire lookout tower. 600 firefighters are battling the blaze, and air tanker helicopters and bulldozers are being used to control the flames. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
And I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News in Washington.